This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them. 160 Bradford Street. The historic Brock Park neighborhood was home to many railway families, and Mike O'Connor at 160 Bradford Street was a second-generation railroader. O'Connor had been born in Collingwood in 1850. His father, Frank, fired the first engine on the Northern Railway out of the Toronto terminal. Michael started his career with the Northern Railway as well. Beginning as a cutter, O'Connor worked on the traveling cutting machine. He was promoted to the machine shop in Toronto in 1880, where he went on to assist in the installation of the first air brake in Canada. For the next 7 years, Michael worked as a fireman on runs from Toronto to Collingwood and Gravenhurst. Another promotion followed. O'Connor was now an engineer and responsible for the largest engine on the system doing yard work. During these busy years, he somehow found time to court and marry Emma Clouson of New Lowell. The couple said their vows in Port Huron on April 25, 1882. After the Grand Trunk Railway acquired Northern, engineer O'Connor was transferred to the Allendale Terminal in 1890. The O'Connors moved into 160 Bradford Street in 1896, and their family would grow to 2 girls and 2 boys. Michael's regular route was from Allendale to North Bay, until 1910, when he ran the passenger train from Allendale to Meaford. The O'Connors were busy in their community. Mrs. O'Connor as a Barry Women's Institute member, and Mr. O'Connor with the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen, of which he was a charter member since 1891. In late 1929, Emma became ill and was hospitalized in Toronto for several months. She died the following spring and was buried on April 25, what would have been her 48th wedding anniversary to Michael. In 1932, Michael married the widow Johanna Cotter, moving into her home at 76 Worsley Street, now demolished, which was next to the Ardagh Cottages. When he retired from the Canadian National Railway with 58 years service, he was believed to be the oldest engineer on the system. The O'Connor's Ontario Gothic Revival farmhouse on Bradford Street remains in fine condition to this day. Even without its original veranda, the beautiful, contrasting buff brick voussoirs over the windows, iron cresting above the bay window and well-maintained bargeboard trim make this a striking building. This Bradford Street home is a past recipient of a Heritage Barry Heritage Award.